प्रभुपाद की जय, नंदगाम धाम की जय, श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय, श्री कदम टेर धाम की जय, जय जय श्री राधे श्याम। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय,
ओम
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
हरे
कृष्णा। सो वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू टू नंदगांव। नंदगांव इज अ प्लेस, होम ऑफ कृष्णा एंड बलराम, मदर यशोदा एंड फादर नंद बाबा एंड कृष्णा बलराम एंड रोहिणी माता, दे ऑल स्टे टुगेदर इन नंद भवन। एंड नंद बाबा वॉज दी मिडिल सन ऑफ हिज फादर परजन्य बाबा, परजन्य महाराज। परजन्य महाराज हैड फाइव सन्स, उपनंदा, अभिनंदा, नंदा, सुनंदा एंड नंदन, एंड मिडिल वॉज नंदा। एंड नंद बाबा वॉज द ओशन ऑफ गुड क्वालिटीज। सो ऑल्दो परजन्य महाराज ऑफिशियली मेड उपनंद एज किंग, बट उपनंद लुकिंग एट दी ग्रेट क्वालिटीज ऑफ हिज यंगर ब्रदर हैंडेड ओवर द किंगडम टू नंद बाबा। इज दिस हर्ड एनीवेयर इन द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड? एनीवेयर इन द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड, इवन इफ इज नॉट योर राइट, यू गो एंड किल दैट पर्सन एंड टेक द राइट। दैट इज द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड सिचुएशन। औरंगजेब ऑल्सो किल्ड हिज फादर शाहजहां, पुट हिम इन द जेल। And this is the tradition in the demons. In the demons, they will usurp somebody else's property, although it's not their rightful ownership. But in spiritual world, everything is opposite. Even in Radharani's case, Radharani's father was the fifth one amongst the eight. The total nine actually. And fifth one he was. Still, he was given the kingdom of Barsana. He had eight brothers, four elder to him, four younger to him. Each one had one daughter, and they became Ashtasakhis, the eight friends of Radharani. There were eight villages around Barsana, and they lived in each and every village. But the scriptures explain that Nanda Baba and brothers were very attached to each other. So they stayed in one village, and each brother had two sons. So the eight, there were eight boys together, with two boys, Krishna and Balaram, total 10. So they became the eight intimate friends of Krishna. They called as Ashtasakha. There is one Arjun also in that. But this Arjun is a Gwalbal, not the Arjun of Pandavas. So, Nandgaon is the place for, mainly for friendly mellow and for motherly, fatherly mellow. That is Matru Pitru Ras, that is Vatsalya Ras, and Sakhyaras, the friendly relationships. So in the friendly relationship, there is no cognition of Krishna being the Supreme Lord. He is just one among them. There are so many games they would playing. They would jump in Jamuna, they would walk on the trees. There would be trees in Nandagaon, Govardhan and Vrindavan, which Nandagaon tree would have branches reaching Mathura. So sometimes they would herd the cows from branches only. Cows are herding from down and they are walking on the branches of the tree. They would cross Jamuna also, like that. Such trees were there, huge trees. They would jump from one shaka to another shaka also. And they would herd the cows sometimes from above, sometimes from below, like that. This is everyday pastime of Nandagaon, Gaucharan Leela, the cow herding pastimes. 10th canto has very beautifully described those. 10th canto of Bhagavatam describes the Gaucharan Leela of Krishna. A very detailed description is there. And at the same time, Vatsalya Ras, the parental affection of Nanda Baba, Yashoda, Rohini, and elderly gopas and gopis, husbands and wives. They loved Krishna as their baby, and friends loved Krishna as their friend. So this place is a very specific place. Where these people are walking there? There was a big mandal there, very big space there. And there was one big kadamba tree there. Now, we will not go in elaborate cow herding pastime, but this is the place where Krishna would come in the end of his pastime of the day. Morning he would leave for herding cows and evening he would come back. When he'll come back, he will go there and he'll climb the tree. That is called as Ter Kadamba tree. Ter means pukarna, call. Ter means pukar actually, sambodhan. And Kadamba is Kadamba tree. So this is very tall Kadamba tree. And on the topmost branch of the Kadamba tree, he would climb. And he would play flute. And the unique nature of the flute was, when he will play flute, each of the lakhs of cows will hear their name in the flute. And nothing else they would hear. They will not hear that, I am calling you also and you also. It's not like that. They will hear only that, he is calling me only. That note, one note would include the names of each and every cow, for each and every cow, each cow. And hearing the cows, hearing the flute, they would come running. With ears raised, eyes big, widely open, tails up, up in the sky. And they stand under the tree looking up, gazing from where the flute is coming, flute sound is coming. And their mouth will be open, eyes will be open, ears will be upright, tail will be upright. And like a picture they will stand, stunned in ecstasy. And then when they will stand, their babies also sucking their milk. And babies will keep the mouth open and there will be milk in the mouth. And their eyes will be also gazing upwards, ears raised, mouth open with milk and some drops of milk falling on the ground. It is explained that the earth will be blessed by the prasad of the calves falling from their mouth, from the udders of the cows. Very beautiful description is there. And Krishna will keep playing the flute beautifully, completely enwrapping the cows and babies and the cowherd boys. And some cows would not respond purposely because they were more attention-seeking cows. Hota hai na aise kabhi? So then Krishna will get down the whole tree, go to those cows, pat them on the back, caress them lovingly and bring them back to the tree. And then after everybody is gathered, then you will bring them back from here to Nandagaon. Nandagaon is this side. It's very, maybe 1 kilometer in today's calculation, maybe more that time. So this is the place where Krishna gathers the cows in the evening. And after playing flute, he will take them back home, back to Nandagaon. And then they would go to each other's houses. Krishna had 108 groups of cows. Like some of their mouths, faces were like mrudanga that you're holding. They had faces like mrudanga. Some of them were having tilak spot on the forehead, natural. They were called tilakinis. Some of them were black, some of them were white, some of them were brown colored cows, some of them were brown with white dots, some of them were white with black dot, black with white dots. Like that there were 108 and they were very beautifully trained by the cowherd men. And there is a day called Gopastami on which they were given to Krishna to herd. Before that Krishna would herd baby cows. That is called as Vatsapal Leela. Vatsa means baby cows. And Gocharan means big cows. But when the big cows started going from Gopastami, even the babies were also going. When the buffaloes were going, when the sheep was going, Bakri was also going, everybody was going. Who would not like to be with Krishna? Before that, the baby cows were going with Krishna and elderly cows were hankering for going with Krishna. Why not us? Why only baby cows? They were discussed with Krishna that we want to come with you. The cows, everybody speaks here by the way. Everybody is not like our situation. The birds speak, the cows speak, the calves speak, everybody speaks. So the cows told the cowherd men, we want to go with Krishna. And Krishna told his father, I want to go with big cows. Because his friends were teasing him, see, you are still a young boy, baby boy actually. Your parents don't have faith in you that you can herd big cows. Because of lack of trust, they are not giving you big cows. So then Krishna got upset one day. They teased him so much that day. And that same day, there was discussion between Nanda Baba, Yashoda and big ladies and big men. That now it is time that Krishna has grown up, he wants, the cows want, he wants, so let us give him. They called Brahmins and that whole day they discussed, and it was the day before Gopastami. They called the Brahmins and they discussed actually, and they decided tomorrow is the best day. We should give the cows to Krishna, and ceremoniously. And Krishna was teased that day only in the field so much that he was really upset. He got really depressed. He felt, my father and mother don't have trust in me. And he came home and straight went and slept with the face upside down on the bed. You know how children who are upset, how they sleep? No butter, no lullaby, no talking, no sweet description, nothing. Other days he would come back from herding cows, they would describe everything what happened. You know what happened, you know what happened. When the children come from school, how they talk. There are so many stories to tell. If there are two children, then many stories, and they are competing. Mama, listen to me, mama, listen to me. So like that, they would, Krishna and Balaram would come together, and they would sit in the both laps of Nanda Maharaj, and Nanda Maharaj here, there, iska sunu ki uska sunu. And they would describe, and the coward boy also will speak in between. You know what happened today? You know what happened today? He killed his demon today. And there would be a ceremony of receiving Krishna every day. There's a place called Nanda Baitak here, where they are staying in the mountain, but they cannot wait. They see Krishna from distance, from far off, from the high mountain, and they see him immediately come down. They can't wait for him to climb up. Who will wait till he climbs up? We should go down and receive him. Nanda Yashoda Mai is looking at the sun constantly. Hey, sun, why are you not coming down? Why are you so slow? When you come down, my boy will come back. So she'll, every hour, every half an hour, she'll go and check how far is the sun down. And then when it actually comes down, she will take the girls, prepare the aartis, everything, and go down and wait at the place on ground level called Nanda Baitak. And there, the two boys will come running and jump in the laps, on both laps of Nanda Baba, and start describing everything. And then the girls will do aarti, give sweetmeats, and Nanda Baba will caress them. Such a beautiful picture is there in that place. Big picture of Nanda Baba with mustache, old man, sitting with two young boys, is cross-legged like this. One blue leg and one white leg, crossing like this. Huh? So, after the description, then they will take them up, and then he will be bathed by the gopis. The new dress will be worn, makhan mishri will be given, and they will be put to bed, and sweet songs will be sung, and he'll go to sleep. And next morning again, sweet songs will be sung. Shudamai will wake Krishna up. This day there is no activity. Straight, no Nanda Baitak, no nothing, no aarti, no bathing, no makhan, nothing. Straight to bed and sleeping. In early morning, he would actually get up in the morning and rise and first play the flute. It's like wake up alarm for all the coward boys. And they'll hear the flute sound and wake up and jump from the bed and get ready and get the cows ready and run to Nanda Bhavan. This day, no alarm. He's still lying on the bed. Time up, Krishna Mai is waking him up, but he's not waking up. It is said that you can wake up a sleeping man, but you cannot wake up a man who is pretending to sleep. He's not waking up only. Then she discusses with father, what is it? He's not waking up. So you tell him that today we are giving you big cows. So she went and told him, and he jumped from the bed. And that day was express preparation, very quick preparation. By the time all the boys have come, they woke up anyways because their time was up. So when the flute was not there, they woke up, got ready and came with their cows. They were told, today big cows. So everybody bought big cows also. They were all gathered in the courtyard of Nanda Baba. Lakhs and lakhs of cows of 108 groups. Baby cows also. Everybody was waiting. Only Krishna was missing. And Krishna was prepared, ready. And he was brought down, decorated nicely by Mother Yashoda after bathing. And then she told Krishna that these are the cows for you, please go. And because today you are going to go far distances, we will give you also prasadam on the way. Then she instructed everybody, hey Mandali Bhadra, please walk in the front. Balaramji, your elder brother, take care of him. He is very naughty, he will jump in Jamuna, on the side of him. Instructions for each and every close boys, take care of my Krishna. But Krishna was not willing to listen to all those instructions. Because he's grown up now. Mama, how much you will control me? Mama, how much you will keep telling me, do this, don't do this? I am grown up, Mama. Please let me go. So then they actually started with nice aarti. of Krishna Balaram, and Krishna Balaram does aarti of all the cows. I don't know how much time it took to do aarti of the cows, but somehow they did aarti of every cow. And then finally, Nanda Baba brought a jeweled stick for him to herd the cows. And then that was like a diksha into herding of cows, you know, handing over the stick. So stick was handed over, and then they began. And they are beginning, and the cows are also beginning. But Nanda Baba and Yashoda Mai said, here are two umbrellas for you and the two pairs of shoes, because you're going to far distance today onwards, so there are pebbles and stones and so many things that will hurt you. So they said, do you have enough shoes for all the cows and one umbrella for each cow? He said, no, we don't have. We only have two pairs of shoes for you and two umbrellas for you. He said, if you are not going to give umbrellas and shoes for my cows, then I will also go barefoot and I also will go without umbrella. Hearing this, all the cows within fraction of moment went in all directions in Braj and crushed everything to powder like dust, what you have today under your feet. There's no stone, there's no pebble, there's nothing hurting, it's so soft. And while doing that, they were meditating that if Krishna would come this today to this place, there should be no thorns and pebbles to hurt him. He is going to walk barefoot. So while thinking about Krishna, their udders were filled with milk. And they were dripping also milk. Like, you know, when mother remembers, a newly delivered mother remembers the baby in office, suppose. Then she starts oozing out milk from her breast. Like that, the cows, their udders were touching the ground. And they were meditating on Krishna with so much of love, vatsalya. So they were dripping of milk also. And they were crushing the sand. So this makhan-like sand was made wet with those drippings of milk. It became soft like butter. And because the milk is coming from the udders of cows, it was so cool and soft and butter-like. Whole Brajbhumi was made like that by cows. And they came back again, stood there. Don't ask me how much time they took. Because time is inconspicuous in Krishna Leela. And they then started going. Why they went in all directions? Because they didn't know where Krishna will go, which direction, which forest today. There's no schedule. So they crushed everything everywhere. And they decided and resolved with coward boys, when Krishna Balaram will walk on this, their footprints will be created, because they are barefooted. And the sand is very soft and wetted with the water, the milk and school. So when they will walk, there will be footprints, of two pairs of footprints. We will not step over them. This is what they decided. How they did it, don't ask me. Millions of cows are walking. They are walking in the front. How the cows and calves and babies are not stepping over Krishna's footprints. That is spiritual. That is transcendental. We don't know how. But this whole bhumi was decorated with the lotus footprints of Krishna and Balaram. That is how Akrura came in the border of Vrindavan. He fell on the ground because he saw the beautiful footprints of Krishna Balaram. He was in emotional ecstasy. When he saw, he got on the chariot and rolled in the dust of Vrindavan. And they began walking, and then what happened? Mother Yashoda also is walking. Nanda Baba is walking. Krishna is hinting them, Mama, go back now. No, but still they are so much attached. Na? Oh, my baby is going far distance today. This is mother's mood. Baby's mood is, Mama, I'm grown up now. Please have faith. Please leave me alone. They wanted their space, you know, they wanted to have their space. All the time covered with mummy and papa. No, we want to have our own space. So reluctantly then mother and father stay behind. And then they go in the forest. And they enjoy the whole day. The boys and the cows are so happy because long time, before that, till lunchtime, the Leela will end. Vatsapa Leela means by lunch you come home, eat at home only. No more going out. It's like babies, you know, primary school matlab kya? You go in the morning and come in the afternoon. And then you go to secondary school means you go in the morning and come in the evening. So they are going in the secondary school now of herding cows. They are coming in the evening. In between, the ladies go from home searching Krishna. It's called chak. Chak means midday meal. The girls will go and search Krishna and give them the meal. And they will sit on the bank of Jamuna and eat that prasad. So the first day was a long day, very happy day. And while coming back, our dear Krishna got a little tired. Naturally, first day. First day you are Kampo Yatra, It's a long day for you. Now it's still 3 o'clock. He'll be at Nandagaon only. Still time. So they got tired, you know. So Krishna got tired. So cowherd boys got alerted. They saw Krishna tired. They say, if Nanda Baba Yashoda see Krishna tired, they will not let him go tomorrow. They will say, take rest today, go tomorrow. So as they came coming, started coming closer to Nandagaon, they started cracking jokes, they started dancing, they started doing so many activities that Krishna should appear laughing, laughing and laughing. So when laughing, Krishna will be seen by Nanda Baba Yashoda, they'll say, ha, very good, very good, very good. You can go every day. He's all right, you know. They didn't want to lose the opportunity of going far distance with Krishna Balaram for the whole day. So when they came this side, started cracking jokes. Some of the jokes are mentioned in some scriptures. Very funny jokes. Irrelevant, how children talk, na? There's no sense in that actually, no logic in that. But they still keep talking and laughing and laughing and laughing. Mostly you see children, they're always laughing, laughing and laughing. What they're laughing for, nobody knows. But we are also doing the same thing, laughing, laughing and laughing. In the evening, we see children playing in the garden. They are laughing, laughing and laughing. And shouting, shouting and shouting. Krishna Balaram were not different. They were same. Boys were same. They would play such kind of funny things. You know, they would jump in Jamuna like mendak. They would jump in Jamuna like monkey. They would act like monkey, walk like monkey, act like duck and behave like duck, stand in the water like duck, like all those things they would do. They would run behind the shadows of the, you know, birds that are flying in the sky, try to catch their shadow like that. All funny things they will do. And most wonderful thing they will do, they will feed each other from their mouths. They will eat and feed Krishna. Krishna will do the same thing with them. Brahma was bewildered to see, what is this? This illiterate village boys are feeding Krishna from their mouth. But after putting the thing in mouth, they will know it's very wonderful. Krishna should have it, then take out from mouth and give Krishna. And Krishna would eat that also. Yashoda Mai would do that. Something hard kind of food. She would eat, chew and make it a paste and give it to Krishna. We will say, eee, what is this? But Krishna says to Rukmini, yes, my dear wife, you have cooked this wonderful feast and I love it. But this cannot match the taste of my mother's softened food. Pre-processed food, which she would process in her mouth and give it to me. That you cannot match. That is something different. I am not condemning your food, but I remember that food which she used to feed me. This is Vrindavan. So much love, huh? Ashok Prabhuji, so much love between Nanda Baba, Yashoda and cowherd boys. So that day they just played. And that is a special festival on Gopastami. Nandagaon people, wherever they are in the world, this one, Gopastami festival, they will never miss. Whatever happens, wherever I have seen people coming from US, from Lucknow they have gone, from Jammu, Kashmir, Delhi they are working, but on Gopastami they will be here. One day in Gopastami time, Nanda Baba Goswami was at my house for treatment, the grandfather, who is now no more now. So to serve him, his son and his grandsons were in my house, turn by turn. But on Gopastami day when it came, the son and the grandson both were in my house. And believe me, whole day they were on the phone. Now where are the cows? Now where are the cows? Now where are the cows? Now they have it, they reached Terkadamba. Now what they are singing? Which song is going on now? Whole day they were spiritually there only. Their bodies were here inevitably. But they were full day in touch and telling us, now this song is being sung, now this song is being sung, now this song is being sung. Now they are here, now they are here, now they are here. Now the cows are going in each everybody's house and everybody is feeding the cows, putting the shawl on them, putting tilak on them, putting worshipping on them. We could experience their eagerness and affection for the cows and the festival of Gopastami. That is Nandagaon. There is something called Bantabog, I told you. That banta bhog is made with some rava and some atta, like that. And some sugar and many things are there, ghee and everything. So they, Goswamis, make that laddu in temple here in the bhav of Radharani. The Radharani is cooking this for Krishna. And they have given us many times such big laddus, you know. So tasty they are. Unlimitedly tasty laddus. So the same laddus we told them, you make every day, whenever in Nandagaon yourself by own hands when your turn comes. Now you are here, can you make those laddus in my house? So they made those laddus with the same measurement, with the same hands, but it did not taste the same because the place was different. This place has that potency also of love, which they were there, but they still could not duplicate that atmosphere. So, each and everything, like for example, if you eat gajar of a particular area, that is very tasty. You may put the seed and put in your house, but it will not taste the same. Like some people try to plant Hoppu Samba from Ratnagiri in Andhra Pradesh and in Karnataka, in my hometown, but something else came out than the Hoppu Samba. They are red in color, half red, half yellow color kind of mangoes, and total different taste. While the seed was from Ratnagiri, but the land was not Ratnagiri. It was Karnataka. So that is why there is Mahatmya of the place. Is this Raj, when you're sitting inside the Raj, this has so much power of devotion. You can take it to Mumbai, no problem. But you're sitting here, there's a different potency available for you. So this is a very beautiful place. Very loving place, very funny, happy place where Krishna comes out, come back with his cows and they are having fun. So in this place, Rupa Goswami came and stayed here. Rupa Goswami is our acharya. Huh? Our sampradaya is, we are called as Rupanugas. We are the followers of Rupa Goswami. He is the leader of Rupa, our sampradaya, Gaudiya sampradaya. When his temple was being constructed, Govindaji temple, at one point of time, Man Singh was constructing. So he gave his deity to somebody else and he came here. And because of this beautiful atmosphere here, even today, which you can see, if I stop speaking, you will see the beautiful serene silence that is here, divine atmosphere. So he stayed here and he did his Ekant Bhajan also. And also he wrote most of his scriptures over there. Bhakti Rasamruta Sindhu, Ujjwal Neelamani, Vidagdha Madhav, Lalita Madhav, Ubdeshamruta. His most important esoteric special contributions to the literature of Gaudiya Vaishnavas, he wrote it in this place. And he was so a renounced personality. So one day his elder brother Sanatan Goswami's birthday was there. So he thought of celebrating it. My elder brother is such a wonderful devotee of the Lord. He's a great devotee, pure devotee of the Lord. I must celebrate it. He felt like making kheer. But then he was thinking how to make kheer. We should get rice, we should get milk, we should get sugar. So he said, oh, so many things, I don't have so much time to get all these things. And I shouldn't be so much involved in this kind of activities. So he said, forget it. And started writing his books again. Very soon, one beautiful girl came with one basket on her head. And she was very, very beautiful. She came to Baba and said, Baba, please, my mother has sent this for you. What is there? She said, it has got ingredients of a kheer. You can make kheer out of it. There is rice, there is milk, there is sugar, there are dry fruits, there is cardamom, there is everything is there. Spices and beautiful. So you can make the kheer. So Baba said that, why don't you only make the kheer? So she sat there and used the ingredients and made a very beautiful, tasty kheer. And she made the kheer and she disappeared. She went away. I'll come back to take my utensils. And then soon after, Sanatana Goswami arrived. Happy birthday, dear brother. So he offered the kheer to him. When he ate the kheer, Sanatana Goswami, and also he gave to his younger brother while eating, like how we, you know, cut the cake, and when you feed me on my birthday, I also feed you when you are feeding me. Like that, when he was honoring the kheer, he gave his brother also. And when he was eating, he started crying tears of love. His hair was standing in end. He was thinking, I was eating celestial kheer. I had not tasted rice like this ever before. He was crying. And he asked, oh Rupa, please tell me, how you got these ingredients? Who gave you? He said, one beautiful girl came, I don't even know. She came and she cooked this. He said, how was the girl like? So he started describing, she was very beautiful and all. He said, oh Rupa, you foolish boy, my foolish brother. She was Radharani. How you can engage her in your service? It cannot be anything else but Radharani who came here and cooked for you the kheer. How can you engage Radharani in your service? You're supposed to serve Radharani. But while lovingly chastising his brother, he couldn't stop eating that kheer. He was eating and eating and eating only. I mean, if you are so guilty of something, you should stop eating, na? Now he's talking by mouth, but his soul was relishing in continuously eating. So this is the pastime that took place over here. Radharani also considers herself as Dasanu Dasanu Dasi. Those who are devotees of Krishna, she has become servant of that. Raghunath Das Goswami was sitting in the open area in the scorching heat, sweating and burning skin. Radharani came and gave her pallu, and while her droplets of, they were falling from her forehead. She was in the scorching heat and she was giving shade to Raghunath Das Babaji Maharaj. And Sanatana Goswami said, what is this? You are engaging her in service while you are chanting, you are supposed to serve her. And she is coming and serving you, I saw. And you are completely immersed. Don't engage her in your service. At least bring your own house, own kuti. Then he made his own kuti. Before that, one time he was sitting and chanting Hare Krishna, was so immersed, and tiger came to drink water in Radha Kund. And Krishna came and shooed the tiger away. And also Sanatana Goswami saw that. He said, Rup, Raghunath, what are you doing? Krishna came and served you today. Don't engage Krishna in your service. Such were the Goswamis, you know. Immersed in bhajan. But then of course Raghunath Das made his own kuti on the order of Sanatana Goswami. So what I was trying to tell you that Radharani and Krishna are true servants of devotees. There is no ego, there is no false pride in them. I am Lord and they are my devotees. They are sold out to their devotees. They become totally subservient to their devotees. They can do anything. They can become Shudra for Arjuna. Imagine. What is becoming Sarathi? Getting kicks of the Rathi. There is no sound, communication, mobile, SMS, WhatsApp. Nahi hai udhar. Even kick on right side, he will have to go right side. There is an instruction to go on right. Kick on left side, go on left side. Kick in the center, go straight. All throughout the 18 days of Mahabharata war, Arjuna was kicking Krishna and telling which direction to go. That position Krishna has taken. Imagine. Sabri even she gave him eaten up berries. And Krishna, Lord Ramchandra ate it. Lakshman didn't like it, but Ram kept on eating it. So this is love between the devotee and the Lord. Eternal relationship with love between the devotees and the Lord. And he will not only love Arjuna and only love Sabri. He will love you and me also. Provided we love him like that. Their lives are sold out. Arjuna, when he was sleeping, one time Yudhishthira Maharaj asked him, why only you told Gita to him? Any one of us could have been the eligible candidate. Krishna said, I'll show you one day. And one day Arjuna was sleeping, tight sleep. He told Yudhishthira, go and put your ear on any hair on his body. Whichever you like. And at each hair on his body was coming out the name of Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And Yudhishthira Maharaj came to know what is the difference between him and Arjuna. Arjuna is fully Krishna conscious, completely Krishna conscious. Even in the sleep, he used to chant every rome of his body, chanting the holy name of Krishna. So Rupa Goswami of that category, caliber of devotee, he stayed here and contributed the biggest and choicest scriptures he wrote over here. And he gave us. Those are our guidelines. Whatever he wrote is our guideline, how to perform devotional service. What he wrote here, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, is supposed to be Radharani embodied. Like Bhagavatam is Krishna embodied, Krishna himself. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is Radharani herself. And what is Radharani actually? Radharani is pure devotional service. So all technical aspects of pure Shuddha Bhakti are explained in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. That is why it is called Radharani. Radharani is the embodiment of Shuddha Bhakti. And what is mentioned in that book is only about Shuddha Bhakti. One time one devotee, a Western devotee, was selling books on the road. So one couple came, romantic couple. So they said, you have any love story, any romantic book? So he gave Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He said, see, the boyfriend and the girlfriend are swinging on the jhula here. This is a full love story. And how one should perform love story, is everything is explained in this book. And he bought the book. So love story only, na? What is the explanation of love? How to develop love with the lovers, with Krishna and his devotees? So that is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Very beautiful book. First few chapters are technical and descriptive. Then onwards start the beautiful descriptions of pastimes of the Lord with full categorization and explanation and understanding. It's like, you know, our Golwala book is there, Golwala medicine. Up to the point, everything is described and qualified and classified. exam oriented book. Each and every thing Rupa Goswami mentions, he quotes one verse in that. Like you, each and answer your one question, you have to give some examples from different cases and different stories. Like that, Rupa Goswami writes one point and gives examples and tells one story for each and every point that he makes. It's a very beautiful book, actually. But one has to chant Hare Krishna daily, fixed number of rounds, to understand this in-depth understanding about bhakti of the Lord. So anyways, such a beautiful place, little hot now, but such serene atmosphere is here. Krishna is here. Krishna is herding his cows. Krishna is bringing cows back home from here. It's just coming down. Sun is coming down very soon. And Krishna will play his flute. And cows will gather. They'll sing songs and go back home from here. If we had Divya Chakshu, we would have seen this with our own eyes here happening. But yeah, we are not yet pure so much. We can only recite and discuss and read. But when will that day come, when I will become pure-hearted and I can see that Krishna is going back home with the cows? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.